The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
But I just signed the largest trade deal in history. I think maybe the largest deal in history with Japan. And that was done with Japan. They had their top people here, and we worked on it long and hard, and it's a great deal for everybody. I always say it has to be great for everybody. It's a great deal. A lot different from the deals in the past, I can tell you that. But we're doing really well as a country. We're strong. We have a lot of money flowing in. The tariffs are kicked in better than anybody other than me and a few of the people in the room thought could happen, Howard and Scott. And I just want to thank you all. You've been unbelievable allies, because you're really allies. That's what you've been, and we appreciate it. Some were very difficult, but you got there.
He did it again, gang. Trump defied all previous political precedent. Imagine a single stroke of a pen bringing $550 billion of foreign money pouring into American communities while slashing unfair tariffs overnight. Sound impossible? Well, President Trump just did it. And I'm going to break down for you what this means for our economy and the end of globalism as we know it. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of a rapidly changing world where nationalism, populism, and traditionalism are rising like never before. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So just hours ago, President Trump announced what he calls the largest deal ever made with America's longtime ally, Japan. Under the new agreement, Japan will invest a staggering $550 billion in U.S. industries, and the United States will keep 90% of the profits. In return, Japanese exports will face a flat reciprocal 15% tariff, way down from the 25% hammer Trump threatened just weeks ago. Tokyo also agreed to pry open its protected markets for American cars, trucks, rice, and key farm goods, again, which have been very, very protected over the years. Now, to put this in perspective, $550 billion is roughly the size of Sweden's entire economy, their GDP. It would literally be like taking Sweden's GDP and just pouring it every year into the United States. Hundreds of thousands of new U.S. jobs are projected from this, especially in auto and agriculture. And revenues from the Japanese tariffs alone could top $22 billion a year based on 2024 import volumes. Here's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on how Trump secured the deal of the century.
I think he's created a lot of leverage because he's created an A-B situation. He is able to go to the trading partners and say, look, I am happy to take in this tariff income if you don't want to negotiate. This is a high rate, but the U.S. is taking in massive amounts of tariff income. We had the first June budget surplus since 2015 last month. We reported it this month, and so we are taking in substantial income. So President Trump is creating this leverage by saying, if you don't want to negotiate with me, I've sent you a letter with a high rate. You're have at the high rate or come and negotiate in better fashion. Because I'll tell you, what was fascinating for me, and this was President Trump at his best, was the Indonesians came with what I thought was a very good offer out of the blocks. President Trump kept pushing them. He raised the reciprocal rate when he sent them the letter. And five iterations later, the Indonesian trade deal was greatly improved, turned into a great deal for both sides.
I love it. So Trump has been so radically successful in these trade negotiations because he anchored the negotiations with a stick, so threatening a painful 25% tariff if nothing gets negotiated. In turn, Japan blinked, offering investment, cash, plus access to its famously closed markets, I guess I should say infamously closed markets, in exchange for a friendlier 15% rate. And so this move echoes Trump's earlier Liberation Day doctrine, where he basically said, in a nutshell, countries either pay up or they open up. Hey, countries of the world, you either pay up or you open up. It's one or the other. Critics call it coercive, but Americans call it leverage. And that is exactly what Scott Bessent is calling it. Again, the legacy media is doing everything they possibly can to backtrack on that, or even just downplay and ignore this huge trade deal. But it's all to no avail. More and more people recognize that what passes for journalism today is little more than politically charged activism with a headline slapped on top. That's why I turn to Ground News. It cuts straight through the noise and shows you what's actually happening. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 sources across the globe. But what really makes it powerful is the transparency. You don't just see the stories. You see the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, and the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. So that's why over 1 million people have downloaded Ground News. See for yourself at ground.news/Steve. My favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but barely mentioned on the other. So for example, here's a story not getting much attention on the right. The percentage of Canadians who see the U.S. as a top threat has tripled. It's right now nearly 60% say America's a threat. After months of course, tensions over tariffs, trade, and rhetoric over Canada becoming the 51st state. And here's a story that the left is ignoring. The FBI just launched criminal investigations into John Brennan and James Comey. Again, the left is completely ignoring this bombshell story that two top former officials are now facing probes into possible misconduct and alleged false statements. With every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. And right now, you can get 40% off the Vantage plan. That's the one that I have, which gives you unlimited access to all the features. I personally use it for about $5 a month. It's awesome. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. Now, what Trump has been securing with these trade deals goes far beyond just a huge win for our economy. It actually represents nothing less than the return of a nationalist-based world order. Now, for decades, what's been called the liberal international order, they preached free trade and shrinking borders, which kept wages stagnant, all the while corporate and CEO earnings skyrocketed. Trump's deal flips that script. Trump is reviving what's classically known as mercantilism, the idea that national power grows when the state drives hard bargains to boost domestic surplus. Mercantilism sees trade as an extension of national security. And in instituting the return to mercantilism, Trump is reestablishing a form of economic nationalism, but now in the guise of what we might call economic civilizationalism, where global economies are now being increasingly organized more around great power blocks around the world. And what Trump is doing, particularly with these tariffs and these bilateral trade negotiations with over 70 countries worldwide, is he's completely eclipsing globalist institutions like the WTO. In fact, the World Trade Organization has been rendered so irrelevant, it could literally disappear off the face of the planet and no one would ever know. By locking in 90% of profits for the U.S., and taxing foreign imports, Washington is signaling the end of the rules-based order and the dawn of hard-edged, nationalist-based reciprocity. And by reinstituting mercantilism, by reinstituting trade as an extension of national security, the big winners in all of this are American workers in steel, autos, and Midwest farms. Domestic manufacturers are now eyeing $550 billion in fresh capital for plants, chips, LNG terminals, and the U.S. Treasury is looking now at new tariff revenue plus a projected private sector boom. I mean, it's a huge win for the Trump administration and for America as a whole. For their part, in Japan, I mean, frankly, things aren't that great. Their prime minister, Shigeru Ichiba, he's under enormous pressure to resign after, particularly after the election this past weekend. We did a video on this. Their brand new Japan First Trump-inspired party called Sanseito just pulled off one of the most stunning electoral victories in modern political history. They went from holding just one seat in the Japan parliament to now 15 seats, making them the third largest opposition party literally overnight. Again, they're a Trump-inspired party, a Japan First party. It was a massive repudiation of the more globalist-inspired policies of the ruling liberal party. They're called liberal. They're actually the more establishment conservative, sort of the rhino party of Japan that has ruled almost uninterrupted since the beginning of the post-war era. But now it looks like Japan is increasingly moving more in the direction of the Trumpian doctrine of civilization states with this new party, Sanseito. We'll most certainly be keeping an eye on how all that develops. But in the meantime, Japanese automakers will now be paying a 15% tariff to reach U.S. showrooms, all the while globalist think tanks are mourning the liberal order's slow but sure demise. And with Japan secured, Trump's now boasting that Europe is coming tomorrow. And of course, he's got the Philippines now, just signed 19%, and Indonesia's next. Translation, the 15 to 19% band is the new normal, replacing the under 2% tariffs of the liberal international era, which means literally hundreds of billions of dollars of revenue pouring into the U.S. Treasury every single year. I mean, seriously, gang, picture mainstream America 5 years from now. Shinier factories, roaring tractors, young families finally saving for the future because their wages are going up. That's the promise of what Trump secured today. It's but the latest in an unblemished record of winning, winning, winning. So what do you think? Let me know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless. Hey everyone, Dr. Steve here. If you've read my new book, America Awakened, you already know something powerful is happening across our nation. We're watching a historic reawakening of faith, family, and freedom, and it's just getting started. But the book was just the beginning. So that's why I'm inviting you to a brand new one-time America Awakened Masterclass, where I'll go even deeper into what's really happening right now and give you the tools to not just understand it, but thrive in it. In this powerful live masterclass, you'll learn how to build wealth in the rising patriot economy. You'll learn how to protect your family in a world full of chaos. You'll learn how to find real alternatives in education, media, and more. And you're going to take practical steps to restore truth in your own backyard. I'll be teaching live. You'll have the chance to interact with me directly, but seats are limited and registration isn't open yet. So all you have to do is click below and register for early access to be the first to know when doors open. This is your time. This is America's time. This is America Awakened. Can't wait to see you there.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
What? Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.